It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler after a 60-44 win at home against Care Paravel. And, Coach, this was a pretty high-scoring affair, but your overall thoughts on it?
Yeah, you know, we didn't play to the best of our ability, but, you know, that's kind of be expected for week one. I knew we were going to make some mistakes, and you know, Care Paravel was kind of a senior-oriented team. They had 9 seniors on the team, and the quarterback was back, and so, you know, they were an experienced team, and you know, we kind of were fairly experienced as well, but you know, we made too many mistakes. I thought to, you know, kind of have a secure lead all game, but I was proud of the way our kids fought through adversity you know, made up for our mistakes to come out with a big W.
And last year, you guys handled your guys' business in the second half, getting 60 points in that half to beat Care Paravel, who you trailed to at the half, and then you guys come back. And you guys, just like last year, you guys took care of your business. It wasn't the prettiest, but ended up getting the win with Brandon Schmelzley leading the way. He had 22 carries, 92 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground. He also had a passing touchdown. Your thought on the junior quarterback?
Yeah, he played well. You know, I would have wished he could have thrown the ball just a little bit better. He had missed a few reads, but, you know, let's be honest, this is his first game, you know, as a quarterback since probably junior high. So, you know, I don't expect him by any means to be running on all cylinders, you know, per se. But, you know, he played well. He's definitely, you know, an athletic kid that, you know, can make a lot of guys miss with his feet. And you know, he did a good job, and he's growing. And, you know, I expect him to get better next week.
Here with Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler. And, Coach, we talked last week a little bit about Eli Brockstrom and how he might want you flew under the radar for a lot of teams. And, well, if he's going to rush for 9 carries for 95 yards and 3 touchdowns, it's going to be kind of difficult to keep him under the radar.
Yeah, Eli is a kid that, you know, has really hit the weight room hard last summer, you know, put on about 15, 20 pounds, is about 200 pounds now, or is 200 pounds now. And you know, that's 200 pounds of muscle. And he's got you know, really good hands and really quick feet, and he's doing some super nice things for us. You know, kind of one of our, you know, maybe leaders on defense where, you know, if we need some big hits, he's definitely the guy to step up. And you know, like you said, he's going to start getting noticed here really quick if he hasn't already.
Let's go ahead and step aside for a quick break. We'll have more with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler after their 60-44 win against Care Paravel. And, Coach, as we move forward with week two, you guys play a Hartford team that didn't have their best output last week against Madison, losing 46-0. What are some things that you remember about the matchup with them last year, and what are some things you're trying to learn from that and get better upon this week two matchup?
Yeah, you know, last year they were a pretty young team, so, you know, I think they're going to be a little more experienced this year. And as I was watching film on them, I thought, you know, they're going to do a lot of the same things that Care Paravel, you know, is going to do against us, which is great to see if we kind of fix some mistakes and you know, move forward with our season. They, you know, like to go 4 wide a lot of times and sling the ball around. And you know, be interesting to see if we can, you know, change our defense a little bit to kind of shut them down. You know, at the same time, I expect us to, you know, get better every week and you know, fix our mistakes, like I said, that we made last week. And hopefully we can do that this week against them, guys.
Coach, how do you feel like your other coaches did in terms of getting a nice game plan set for your team?
Yeah, I thought we did a good job with the game plan. We just didn't execute it as well as we had liked. And you know, like I said, in week one, you never know what to expect, where a lot of times teams change what they're doing, and so it's kind of hard to make a game plan. You know, they might come out and run a completely different defense than that's what you've kind of been practicing against, or vice versa. You know, you come out and they're going to run 20 different plays than you've ever seen them run. And you know, sometimes they got different kids in different positions, or, you know, that such things like that. So it's hard to make a game plan, especially for week one. But, no, I was happy with the way that our game plan was. We just didn't execute it as much as we would like.
Here with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler, one last question for you, Coach. How do you feel like you guys did in terms of the discipline factor, in terms of penalties, turnovers in that area?
Well, you know, we definitely had a turnover there late in the third quarter that, you know, we had a 2-score lead and you know, give up a fumble that they got it and was able to score back and score fairly easy there. So they kind of, you know, blew our lead, per se, and give them a little bit more momentum. So, you know, I wasn't very happy with that, but, you know, penalties wise, I think we did a good job, you know, and turnovers wise, other than that one fumble, I thought, you know, everything was okay. We just made too many mental mistakes, you know, to win comfortably. But sometimes those adversity games are good for you, where you know, kind of sees what your team's made of, can you know, see see how they fight through that and if they're just going to tuck their tail and run or you know, kind of push through it.
Great stuff as always, Coach. Really appreciate your time and best of luck on Friday.
All right. Thank you.
That was Axel Head football coach Eric Detweiler here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings.